In this bulletin, arrests as far-right and anti-racism protesters rally in Melbourne. Negotiations continue in the US amid a partial government shutdown. And in football, Melbourne Victory claims a win over Western Sydney. With the latest to SBS News, I'm Samantha Beniak-Brooks. Multicultural groups have condemned divisive protests involving right-wing activists and anti-racism demonstrators. Three people were arrested and several others detained during dueling protests at Melbourne's St Kilda Beach on Saturday. Ethnic Communities Council of Victoria Chairwoman Chris Pavlidis says it's important to recognise that far-right protesters do not represent the majority.
It's unfortunate and extremely disappointing when you have a minority group who are often the loudest, most overt and sometimes quite obnoxious in their tactics, who get a lot of the attention. And I think that's what's happening, you know, when we cite them as being the far right. I don't think they represent the majority of our community.
Centre for Multicultural Youth CEO Carmel Guerra says these events are disappointing. Ms Guerra says there can also be troubling flow-on effects.
These kind of protests seem such a negative image around an issue where these groups of young people who look visibly different are feeling like they're unwelcomed already in lots of ways. So this kind of protest, I think, fuels that kind of feeling of hate and unwelcoming, which is really not what Victoria has demonstrated historically.
Overseas, and Russia has dismissed suggestions that a former US Marine accused of spying could be involved in a prisoner swap. 48-year-old Paul Whelan was detained in Moscow last month after visiting to attend a wedding. His lawyer raised the possibility of a prisoner exchange with America's ABC News. But Russian Deputy Foreign Minister Sergei Rybkov says it's incorrect to suggest this idea, adding the situation is incredibly serious. France's so-called yellow vest protesters have marched through Paris as others from the movement took to the streets of various French cities for their first protests this year. The street protests began peacefully in the capital but degenerated as protesters hurled projectiles at riot police. Police used tear gas to prevent hundreds of demonstrators crossing the River Seine and reaching the French Parliament. Despite the tense standoff, the level of violence was far from the level seen in early December when rioters torched dozens of cars and looted shops. Protesters are angry over high living costs and the perceived indifference of President Emmanuel Macron, whose government has subsequently hardened its stance against them. Staying overseas, and White House officials and congressional staffers are continuing negotiations over the government shutdown, even after President Trump declared he could keep it going for months or even years. President Trump's request for $5 billion to fund a wall on the Mexican border remains the sticking point. The Republican president has threatened to use emergency powers to build the wall without approval from Congress. Mr. Trump is withholding his support for a bill that would fully fund the government until he secures the money for the wall. Around 800,000 government workers are currently going without pay because the bill has not been signed off. Returning home, and a man has been electrocuted after coming into contact with a fallen power line in southwest Sydney. Emergency workers found the 38-year-old's body on the driveway of a home in Punchbowl on Saturday night. A report will be prepared for the coroner. To sport, and in the cricket, Marcus Harris admits Australia's inexperienced 11 are still coming to grips with the high-pressure environment of Test cricket. They finished 6 for 236 at stumps on day 3 of the SCG series finale against India. The tourists, who currently hold a 386-run lead, will likely have the option of enforcing the follow-on for the second test in a row. Harris says the series has been a good learning experience.
Oh, I can't speak for other people, but I know that sometimes when you feel under the pump, yeah, pressure is a big thing, but that's just a matter of trying to deal with it and trying to get through tough patches, which there's going to be throughout an innings or throughout a match. So we're fighting our hardest and we're trying to get through those tough patches. We haven't quite done it all the time yet, but I think things looking up.
And in football, Melbourne Victory shares the top spot on the A-League ladder after a 2-1 win over Western Sydney. Ola Toivonen gave the Victory a lead before the Wanderers equalised through a penalty after half-time. But Toivonen responded again. And in the other match, Adelaide United was held to a goalless draw by 10-man Wellington Phoenix. And now, taking a look at today's weather. Perth, sunny, 37 degrees. Adelaide, mostly sunny, 28 degrees. Melbourne, becoming sunny, 22. Hobart, partly cloudy, 22 degrees. Canberra, early showers, 26. Wollongong, a shower or two for you, 22 degrees. Sydney, showers, 23 degrees. Newcastle, much the same for you, 22. Brisbane, partly cloudy, 31 degrees. Cairns, mostly sunny, 32. And in Darwin, showers, a possible storm and 34 degrees. I'm Samantha Beniak-Brooks. This is SBS News.